Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
October, this month, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's a good time to, of course, learn about the disease, get checked. And a lot of times, it's marketed to women, all of this stuff. But actually, while it's rare, breast cancer will affect about 1 in 833 men, while it impacts 1 in 8 women over a lifetime. And in 2019, there will be 2,670 new cases diagnosed in the U.S. for males, and that's according to the American Cancer Society. So we wanted to talk about this today, but also a very popular, well, the queen, Ryan's queen, Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce's dad.
He recently announced that he's being treated for breast cancer.
Matthew knows.
So it kind of, you know, when... It's unfortunate that it takes like someone that's a celebrity like that, but it does end up putting this topic and this subject matter into the spotlight.
Well, it's like when we talked about Jonathan Van Ness and his coming out as a, you know, he's been living as a HIV positive, and you know, we really want to deep dive into kind of what that famous face really looks like and how is it helping kind of push this narrative, because breast cancer, I've heard about it in women, and my mom also, she had a breast cancer scare when I was younger, and that was a very traumatic and rough time for us as a family, but I never even imagined thinking about it for men, because all you hear about when it comes to men is prostate cancer, get your prostate checked. And so it's very interesting, and I'm so excited to have this conversation about kind of the other side and knowing more about breast cancer in men.
Yeah, and we actually have two men joining us who have experienced breast cancer, and they're going to share their stories right now, and what you also listening, you should be looking out for to make sure that, you know, you aren't experiencing anything, and just to be aware that you should get checked. Bob DeVito is with us right now. Welcome to the show.
And Jim Keegan.
Oh, and Jim, they're both on together.
All, yeah, they're both,
I thought we were okay, party.
We are both here.
Hi.
This is Bob. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for being here for a very tough topic and something that you have been through. You were diagnosed, Bob, in May of 2012.
Correct. Correct. Yes. May of 2012. I had experienced a enlarged lymph node, actually, on my arm that I noticed, during a shower. And I thought it was unusual, and I knew that my mother had breast cancer.
Bob, you sound a little muffled. Sorry to interrupt, but you sound a little muffled, and we want to make sure everyone hears your story.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're fine.
There you go.
Any better. All right. Technology is great when it works.
So, and then in June 2012, you had a mastectomy and many rounds of chemo and radiation. Were you, I guess, surprised when you got diagnosed? Because was it something you had heard about?
I was very surprised. I did know that men get breast cancer, but it was probably the farthest thing from my mind that could happen to me, especially at 49.
Yeah,
I thought I was reasonably healthy and it kind of caught me by surprise. But, men don't go to the doctor, unless they're really, really sick, typically. And I'm glad I went when I did. If I had waited,
Yeah, it would have been even probably worse. I guess because you living, and we're going to speak to Jim as well. I want to jump him in the conversation. Both of you guys have, you've lived long careers, like not careers, but relationships, both having partners. How did it affect your relationships when you both, found out about living and kind of being diagnosed with breast cancer?
Right. Well, I am LGBTQ. My partner, Tony, has been really supportive throughout. We had just bought a house a few months before, and he really just really stepped up to the plate and really helped me out, both physically, emotionally, financially, So it was very good to have somebody that was there, regardless of how tough it could be,
Yeah.
And Jim, you actually found a lump with your wife when you were lying in bed. Can you share that story and how you and your wife together got through this period?
It was very important for me to have my wife with me. You really need a caregiver and a support person with you all the time. As you said, we did find a small lump while laying in bed, and didn't feel like anything, you know, like sometimes it feels like an ingrown hair or something. So my wife suggested I you know, go and see our family physician, which I usually wouldn't listen to, but this time for some reason I did. And he also said, this doesn't feel good. You know, I want you to get a mammogram. And then we had a whole discussion about, oh, you know, don't worry about men getting mammograms and so forth.
That's
so I went, yeah, it is. And it's even, you know, when you go in, you know, for mammograms and stuff, you're in the, you know, proverbial sea of pink. And and there we are. So there's a little isolation involved and so forth. And so they did the mammogram and asked me to hang around while the radiologist reviewed it. And then they said, you know, we'd like to take a biopsy just to make sure. So they had time, so they did it that same day. And actually, that afternoon, they called me and told me it was cancerous.
Wow. So
that was stunning. And to be honest with you, I didn't even think breast cancer. I just thought cancer, and we need to deal with this quickly. That's what we did. That was early May, and by the last weekend in May, I had a mastectomy.
With Beyonce's father, Matthew Knowles, basically speaking out about him having breast cancer, we really wanted to have this discussion about what you need to know about the disease in men and why everyone, not just women, everyone should be getting checked. Joining us is Bob DeVito and Jim Keegan from the Male Breast Cancer Coalition. They are survivors, and we are so lucky and honored to have them on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Now coming back, you know, like I said, with Beyonce's father, Matthew Knowles, speaking out about this, and of course, that was, we saw that, and that was one of the reasons why we found you guys. What do you feel like, have someone of that nature, kind of a celebrity speaking out, a celebrity male speaking out, kind of about breast cancer in this way? Do you feel like that is a powerful thing, and more men will want to go get tested?
I think it'll get the word out to a wider audience. Someone with celebrity status, you know, they're on the television shows and the news and the papers, and it will help make men and everyone aware that this can happen to you. And maybe it'll start the conversation going in more families. Let's get, you know, let's check our men.
Yeah, I guess what should men be asking when they're going to the doctors? Because now I'm thinking about it. I like I said earlier, when I would go to the doctor, I would only be thinking about prostate. Like, get your prostate checked because you have to be careful about prostate cancer.
And I want to know, because I know for women, if you're only over 40, the insurance will pay for it. If you're at any age, do they pay for your mammogram if you're a man?
Wow, how does that work? A lot of questions.
No, I mean, like, but it's all connected in terms of insurance and your doctor.
I think it depends on your insurance. And in my case, I was just turned 65 when I was diagnosed. So I had Medicare, and Medicare has wonderful coverage. So there were never any questions about, you know, is this test or exam going to be covered, or this visit going to be covered? I don't know what Bob's experience was.
Yeah, I had great, you know, coverage through my spouse's employer, so you know, everything was covered once it was made known that I had breast cancer. It kind of opened all the doors, all the gates that needed to be opened for me, thankfully, because that was a concern. I did have a little trouble with renewal during a subsequent year of my Tamoxifen, which is an anti-estrogen medication, because the paperwork said it's covered for women. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right?
That's so interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so I had to have my doctor, you know, do a peer-to-peer conversation with the insurer and say, well, you know, men get breast cancer too. and this should be covered. And they did eventually. It just took a little bit of time.
That's crazy. Can you go through the symptoms that people need to be looking out for, that men need to look out for?
Sure. In my case, I found a small little pea-sized lump right around my nipple. Most of the male breast tissue is located right around and behind the nipple and areola. Anything in that region, especially, is highly suspect. And there could be drainage from the nipple. You could have what they call a nipple inversion, where the nipple is starting to kind of retract or to, in my case, kind of turn downward a little bit because the tumor was pulling at the tissue.
Yeah.
Anything that's different for you, I mean, you have to know your own body. So, that's critical.
Yeah, and that's very important, just doing that daily check in the mornings and making sure everything's together. I do want to make sure we hit, about the Male Breast Cancer Coalition, because it seems like you guys both found this amazing organization where men come together and they speak about this, because I know that can be very tough and finding kind of a support group.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. For me, I was diagnosed over the phone. Finally, I got a call from the surgeon on a Friday afternoon about 4:45, and so I went home and I started Googling male breast cancer and reading articles, and I stumbled across the Male Breast Cancer Coalition. It wasn't that organization at that moment. But I found Brett Miller, who was a young man who was diagnosed at a very young age. He had actually found his little pea-sized lump when he was 17.
Wow.
And all the physicals for his sports, it's just a fatty lump. You're an adolescent, you're growing, it'll go away. And his mom, Piggy Miller, said to him finally, that if you don't go get that lump checked, I'm going to call the doctor myself or go with you to the appointment anyway. And so he was diagnosed at 23 with stage 1 breast cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. So they their goal was similar to mine. I thought three things when I was diagnosed. One was, oh my God, I'm going to die, because people equate cancer with death. The second thing was, oh my God, I might be disfigured, because the doctor was talking to me about my mastectomy and what he would do. And then third was, I've got to let anybody that will listen know that men get breast cancer too.
Yeah.
And so I tried reaching out to Brett several times. And then finally, I reached out to his mom. I found a number for the house there and called her, and that's how we found each other. I'm not sure what Jim's story is, how he found Brett and Peggy, but...
Well, we want to say thank you for sharing your story with everyone today, because it is something that we don't talk about a lot. Bob DeVito and Jim Keegan, thanks again. We're happy that you're here to share with everyone.
And if you want to read more about their survivor stories, please head over to malebreastcancercoalition.org. And you can also check out all the information out on We Are Channel Q, where we're going to put all of this up. So once again, thank you, Jim and Bob, for joining us. We appreciate you for sharing your stories.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Anytime.